With YPR News, I'm Kayla DeRoche. The bipartisan nonprofit Farmers for Free Trade has spent the past 2 weeks driving across the Midwest, rallying farmers behind the NAFTA replacement. YPR has more from their last stop on Friday. Almost 20 people share a meal of meat, rolls, beans, and pasta at the 11th and final stop of Broadview, just north of Billings. They're on the property of Michelle Erickson-Jones, farmer and past president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. She's one of the farmers pushing for Congress to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, which has yet to be submitted for a vote. Erickson-Jones says she and her family grow a number of crops, including wheat, sunflower, and malted barley, of which Mexico is a major consumer as beer manufacturers.
That is certainly an important customer and a key customer that we would like to keep.
Erickson-Jones says farmers in the United States need a trade agreement to do business with their closest neighbors, Mexico and Canada.
There's nothing, you know, fundamentally wrong with NAFTA, but certainly upgrading it is very important. And, you know, finalizing a deal that we've negotiated for 2 years is really important.
She wants to see a trade agreement in place, and she wants to see Congress vote yes on it. Former Montana Democratic Senator Max Baucus is co-chair of Farmers for Free Trade and says Montana exports hundreds of millions of dollars in agricultural products to Mexico and Canada every year. He says USMCA promotes American dairy producers and updates common regulations for digital trade between countries.
The upgrade's got to get passed, because if it doesn't get passed, then we're in a real world of hurt.
He says Farmers for Free Trade hopes the producers they spoke to along the way will contact their representatives and ask them to vote in favor of USMCA. It's unclear when it will come up for a vote. Some Democrats are looking for better labor and environmental protections, and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi determines whether a Democratic-led Congress votes on USMCA. Earlier this month, Pelosi told Politico magazine she would not consider introducing USMCA until Mexico passes labor law reforms. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte and Steve Daines both wrote statements calling the USMCA critical legislation to Montana agriculture producers. A representative for Democratic Senator John Tester said he's waiting to see more details of the agreement before making a call. You're listening to YPR News.